Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Maleficent, Mistress of Evil is a hodgepodge of movies that have gone before, including Lord of the Rings, Where the Wild Things Are, The Hobbit, and, of course, Maleficent, released in 2014. The Maleficent character is based on Charles Perrault's fairy tale, published in 1697, and Walt Disney's theatrical animation feature film, Sleeping Beauty, released in 1959. Angelina Jolie is back in the title role of Maleficent, fairy godmother of Aurora, again played by Elle Fanning. Harris Dickinson replaces Brenton Thwaites as Prince Philip from the first Maleficent movie. New actors include Chiwetel Ejiofor as Kanal and Michelle Pfeiffer as Queen Ingrid. Michelle Pfeiffer has a major role, in screen time seeming to be nearly equal that of Angelina Jolie. Pfeiffer, as Queen Ingrid, opposes the marriage of Aurora and Prince Philip. There are more details in the plot, which are revealed very late in the movie. No spoilers here, though. Providing a lot of the visuals to pad out the movie are images of fairies, trolls, and other creatures from the moors, a magical forest presided over by Maleficent. The fairy tale characters look like escapees from Jim Henson's Creature Shop. Several statuesque trees gambol about, and they owe their origin to Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, weaponizes the creatures of the moors and also the humans defending the castle of Queen Ingrid and King John, providing for an extended battle scene that is very stereotypical. Joaquin Roening, who directed Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, directs competently from a screenplay by Mika Fitzman Blue and Noah Harpster. The screenplay is also written by Linda Wolverton, who wrote the screenplay for the original Maleficent, and also for The Lion King and Alice in Wonderland. Apparently, computer-generated imagery was employed to enhance Angelina Jolie's cheekbones, which are as sculpted as the fenders of a 1959 Buick. It's a distraction. Even Angelina Jolie's shoulder blades appear to have been put under the CGI knife. Her bizarre appearance, including, of course, horns that rival the antler rack on a bull moose, and a mask-like face, thwart her, giving her an almost expressionless performance. If Angelina Jolie as Maleficent is mostly posing or flying about, Michelle Pfeiffer as Queen Ingrid is statuesque, as in statue. Her regal bearing serves the character, but her static and stoic performance doesn't serve the film. Elle Fanning is the one bright spot in Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. When she's on screen, the moviegoer experiences genuine emotion. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil is MPAA rated PG for intense sequences of fantasy, action, violence, and brief, scary images. Opening November 1st, Terminator, Dark Fate. Tim Miller directs Mackenzie Davis, Linda Hamilton, Edward Furlong, and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the science fiction action film. Sarah Connor and a cyborg protect a young girl from a new Terminator. The Irishman. Martin Scorsese directs Robert De Niro and Al Pacino in the biography crime drama based on the killing of union boss Jimmy Hoffa. Harriet. Cassie Lemons directs Cynthia Erivo, Leslie Odom Jr., and Joe Alwyn in the biography drama about Harriet Tubman and her escape from slavery. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.